Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ordained Chaplains Podcast. My name is Daniel White III. I am the president of Gospel Light Society University. Chaplains are spiritual representatives of Jesus Christ, commissioned to work in mostly secular outposts or institutions. We are expected to serve both the spiritual and emotional needs of others through listening, presence, prayer, scripture reading, and being God's hands and feet in the organization we are privileged to serve in. This podcast is designed to equip chaplains and those training to be chaplains with the resources and encouragement they need to carry out their calling in life. Our ordained chaplain's scripture verse for today is Acts 20:35, which reads, "I have showed you all things, how that so laboring ye ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive." Our ordained chaplain's quote for today is from A.W. Pink. He said, "Afflictions are light when compared with what we really deserve. They are light when compared with the sufferings of the Lord Jesus Christ, and may I add, of the hell that we deserve. But perhaps their real lightness is best seen by comparing them with the weight of glory which is awaiting us. My God, my God." In this podcast, beloved, we will continue discussing the fine book, Out of the Depths, by Dr. Anton T. Boyzin. We continue today with Halfway Long Pants, Part 1. 6 years after we had returned to the old home, our household was considerably enlarged. Uncle Brown Wiley died, leaving 4 minor children, and the 3 youngest came to live with their grandparents. This was no light responsibility for a woman of 78, but my grandmother accepted it with her characteristic cheerfulness. I was at this time in the first year of high school, although 14 years old, I was still in Knickerbockers, but it was not long before I began to aspire to the dignity of long trousers. Mother gently opposed this idea. She did not want me to grow up too rapidly. In the resulting difference of opinion, my grandmother suggested a compromise. Why not halfway long pants? Her suggestion was not followed, but I have long looked upon it as furnishing an appropriate symbol for this particular period, at least in my own life. At this time, I took myself with extreme seriousness, and I suffered tortures in conscience, and I suffered tortures in consequence. When finally I did don the coveted symbol of manhood, a garment which did actually, before many months, find its way above my shoe tops, my frivolous young sister celebrated the occasion with some scurrilous verses which caused me to writhe with wounded dignity. All the way through high school, the changes and adjustments incidental to growth were attended with like discomforts. Beloved, in our next podcast, we will continue with part two of Halfway Long Pants. Let's pray. Holy Father God, help us to learn what you want us to learn. Help us to do what you want us to do. Give us your wisdom far beyond our years. And we pray that you would fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit to be a help and a comfort and a blessing to many for your glory before you call us home. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. And now, beloved, if you have come across this podcast by chance and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, allow me to show you how you can be saved from sin and from the punishment of sin, which is hell, even today. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws, God's commandments. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." That includes you and me and the Pope and everybody else. Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. It's called death and eternal hell. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are on the road to hell if you have never trusted Christ as Savior. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable, mean and hateful and cruel and wicked people, and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and all idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, this is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. You have God's word on it. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Trust Christ today as your Savior. I guarantee you that if you pray to him right now, he will save your soul. Follow me in this prayer called the Sinner's Prayer. Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I've done wrong in my life, and that I have broken your commandments, and that I deserve hell, eternal hell. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. Have mercy and grace upon me. As I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, I believe that he died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to repent of my sins past and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray, and for his sake, amen. Dear friend, until next time, Please keep in mind these reasons. Dear friend, until next time, please keep in mind what you've learned in this lesson. Use it for the glory of God and to help others along this road called life, for the glory of God.